Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 241. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 241. This holy instant is salvation come. What joy there is today. It is a time of special celebration. For today holds out the instant to the darkened world where its release is set. The day has come where sorrows pass away and pain is gone. The glory of salvation dawns today upon a world set free. This is the time of hope for countless millions. They will be united now as you forgive them all, for I will be forgiven by you today. Father, we have forgotten one another now, and so we come at last to you again. Father, your Son, who never left, returns to heaven and his home. How glad are we to have our sanity restored to us and to remember that we all are one. As I contemplate this lesson, I focus in on these three lines. The glory of salvation dawns today upon a world set free. The glory of salvation dawns today upon a world set free. And the first time I heard dawns, I thought of how the sun comes up, the dawn of the day. But then as I contemplated the idea, I realize it as the first dawning on the mind. The first light shining through the mind sets it free. The first light of the truth in the mind sets me free. And it goes on to say, this is the time of hope for countless millions. Countless millions. These are all my brothers and sisters, the parts of me. We will be united now as you forgive them all. We will be united now as I forgive them. As I forgive them. The glory of salvation dawns in my mind today as I forgive them, and as it dawns in my mind, the forgiveness, the truth that there is nothing to forgive, this exposing the truth, the light shines on them. And so I think about, what does this shining on them mean? What does that look like? This reminds me of what I read in a fantasy book called The Name of the Wind. In it is a beautiful example of the light shining on them, my brothers and sisters. It says in a conversation between two people. The one says, "That's basic psychology. You dress a beggar in fine clothes, people treat him like a noble, and he lives up to their expectations." And Bast, the other one, says, "But that is only the smallest piece of it. The truth is deeper than that." It's like everyone tells a story about themselves inside their own head. Always, all the time. That story makes you what you are. We build ourselves out of that story. And Bass continues. This is what I mean. You meet a girl. She's shy and unassuming. If you tell her she's beautiful, she'll think you are sweet, but she won't believe you. She knows that beauty lies in your beholding. And sometimes that's enough, but there is a better way. You show her she is beautiful. You make mirrors of your eyes, prayers of your hands against her body. It's hard, but when she finally believes you, the stories she tells herself in her own head changes. She transforms. She isn't seen as beautiful. She is beautiful being seen. This is describing the light as seeing our brothers as the Christ. We look on them and we mirror back to them the Christ that is them. And we mirror that back to them, who they are in truth. That is what shining the light means. That is what it means. Salvation has come. It means I allow the light, the truth, to dawn in the mind, and I then shine that out onto the world, the countless millions. And as I do that, they see for themselves, and the light dawns in them, and they shine the light out. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to allow the light to dawn within me, to allow the truth to dawn in the mind, and help me to shine that light out by reflecting back to each one I meet, that they too are the Christ, perfect, innocent, loved, loving, and lovable. I come in gratitude in this request. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we come with a willingness to open our hearts and our minds, to allow ourselves to be perfect, loving and lovable. And we seek deeply into our love for our truth and devotion. Thank you for joining with me in shining our light and being our truth reflected out. Namaste.